Okay, so we said at the beginning of a Parshas Ekev that a Parshas Ekev is unique in the sense of its orientation towards Yesodos V'Ikari Amunah, so we would try to direct our attention there. So even though Chamishi has plenty to focus on, and you know, one of my favorite areas, B'makom Sh'atam Motzei Gdulaso, Shama Atam Motzei Anvesanuso, right, Elohei Elohim, Adonai Adonim, and then at the same time, Osa Mishpat Yatom V'Almana, V'Ohev Ger, we'll pass up on that for right now, and focus on the beginning of the Aliyah, which is, you know, maybe the classical statement of Yirat Shamayim that we have in the Torah. V'atah Yisrael ma'ashem mokecho sho'el me'imach, right? Al tikri ma, the Gemara Menacho says elameya, right? The idea of Yirat Shamayim, as the Rambam says, we spoke about this the other day, being linked to brachos in general, that the function of brachos are lizkor sabore v'liyare mimenu, so ma'ashem mokecho sho'el me'imach, al tikri ma, elameya. And in Lakadosh Baruch Hu be'olamo, ala yira shemayim b'vad, kim liras Hashem elokecha, lalachos b'chol drachav, la'avo so, v'la'avodas Hashem elokecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha, lishmor es mitzvos Hashem v'eschuk osav, asher anochi mitzav chayom, l'tov lach, Rashi says l'tov lach is l'tov lachem, shetekablu schar, and the Ramban amplifies that point as well, that it's not so much, you know, to ask, as we'll go through the list of the five things that are really here, all of them, Ikarim and Yesodos, in their own right, you know, the fact is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, we can't really give him anything but L'tov Lach, as Ramban says, that it's to our benefit. This is the Ramban L'Shitaso in his famous essay in Parshas Kisetze in Shiluach Haken, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need anything from us in terms of, you know, having Chesronos, Kiviyachol himself, but you know, the Torah is the Letzarif by Mesabrios, and to cultivate, you know, our personalities, so Letov Lachem, it's good for us, not just in the sense of Rashi, Shetekablu Schar, but what the Ramban means is, you know, it's to our spiritual benefit, that it improves the quality of our spiritual life if we can cultivate these five virtues of Yirat Shamayim, and Ve'alachta B'drachav, and Avas Hashem, and Avodas Hashem. And Shmiras, you know, HaMitzvah, so that is, in essence, L'tov Lach. Right? So just to read this passage inside of in the Ramban, so you see that he's going beyond, in my opinion, just Shitas Rashi, where Rashi says again, Shetekablu Schar, that you'll get, you know, maybe external reward. So the Ramban says, Yomar Enenu Shol Me'imach Davar Shiel Letzarka Letzarka Chaketam Im Tadakta Matiten Lo. Iraka kol l'tov lach, right? That it's all for your benefit. V'amar atam ki Hashem elokecha shamayim u'shmei shamayim aretz v'chol asher ba v'chulam nosdim kavod l'shmo enenu tzorech l'cha rak v'avosech hashak v'yivchar b'zaram achareim mikol amim b'chem shetem mivchar zaram, etc. v'lo yishmo v'lo be'esav. So Kadosh Baruch Hu has chosen you as opposed to, you know, many other possibilities, right, for your benefit, right? That this generates, you know, l'tzor kecha, your spiritual welfare. Okay, so that's number one. Now, again, as I've mentioned a few times, that there are five different elements here. Again, first, Yiras Hashemayim, and it's significant that that comes first. Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, and then V'halachta V'drachav. This is captured by the Gemara in Sotan, Daf Yedalot, Ksuvis, Kofir Aleph, in different ways. Right, Mahu Rachum, Avatar Rachum, Ulavo So, then Avas Hashem, then Avodas Hashem, B'chol Lev U'v'chol Nefesh. This will be reiterated in the next Aliyah, right? Lo'avdo b'chol v'avchem, and then shmiras ha-mitzvos v'achukim asher anochi mitzav chayom, right? Diligence in terms of shmiras ha-mitzvos. So it's really, you know, these five things are, you know, very critical in terms of our understanding of what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Now, again, the privilege which is given here to Yirat Shamayim, amongst the other virtues, can't be missed. That's what the Gemara in Brachos picks up on. You know, Atu Yirat Shamayim Milsa Zutrasahi, right? It seems like, you know, Ma'ashem Elkech Shalmei Mach Kiim Liyira, that that's privileged. And as we alluded to before, the Gemara in Shabbos, Taf Lamed Aleph, in Lakadosh Baruch Hu Be'olamo, Ela Yirat Shamayim Bilvad. Rashi quotes here the other statement of Chazal, the Gemara Brachos Daf Lamed Gimel, Hakol Bidei Shemayim, you know, Chutz Miyira Shemayim. Ma'ashem Elkech Shomayim Meimach, as if the only thing that God could ask of us in this world is Yiras Hashem, because everything else is controlled by you know, Hashem. So for the Rambam, this became a line that required a lot of inquiry, because the Rambam is the, you know, most ardent and unapologetic supporter of Bechira Chafshis, Ayin Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Hay, every word in that Perek, right? Unmitigated Bechira Chafshis, Tzadik and Moshe Rabbeinu, Rashak Yeravam Ben Nevad, Kol Tzafoy, Verishos Nasuna, right? And that a person, you know, has unmitigated control. So what do we mean by Hakol B'dei Shamayim, Bechutz Miyira Shamayim? So the Rambam famously wrote in a tshuva to Rabbi Avadya Hager, the animal kingdom, the botanical kingdom, mazalos v'galgalim, right, cosmology, umalachim, hakol bidei shamayim. But in terms of the human realm, right, that's what we mean. Chol ma'isa b'nei adam bichlal yirah shamayim, right? Every single thing that a person does, right, is a reflection of their yirah shamayim on the one hand, and on the other hand, either contributes to or detracts from yirah shamayim. So when we say hakol bidei shamayim chutz mi yirah shamayim, that means the entire sphere, for the Rambam, of human activity, you know, is very much within our hands. So that's a critical understanding in terms of Ikar Emuna for both, you know, Bechira Chafshis, and also to appreciate that, you know, there's not a lot of neutral space, meaning not everything is a mitzvah and avera, but the Dvarim Shel Rishus, this is one of Rav Lichtenstein's, you know, motifs in his thoughts. He would talk all the time about this to us, that something may not be, you know, prohibited outright, and this is, you know, completely consistent with Naval Bersha Satorah, and that definitely was a major impact on this motif for Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal. But, you know, just because something isn't absolutely mandatory or outright prohibited doesn't mean that it's, you know, morally or spiritually neutral, right? You know, and something might be highly desirable or advisable or, you know, non-advisable or disgraceful, even if it's not outright, you know, prohibited. That's the whole idea of Naval Bershus HaTorah. So again, HaKol B'dei Shamayim, Chutz Miyir HaShamayim, what that does is it really expands the playing field in terms of, you know, spiritual pursuits. It's an amazing opportunity for us to think about all of our decisions in our lives, not in a fragmented way, but to recognize that everything that we do, you know, and again, this is shades of the Rambam in, you know, Hilchos Deos Perek Gimel, and what we talked about just a little bit ago in terms of the Ramban's, you know, concept of, you know, Ki Avadai Heim, and what it means to be an Oved Hashem, and to be Osa Melechas Rabo Ikar, and his own, you know, Melacha Tafel, I think is a very important idea, and that impacts every single decision we make. So again, can't read this pasuk, Atah Yisrael Ma Hashem Elokecha Shomer Me'imach Ki Im Lira, as Hashem Elokecha L'Alachas B'chol Drachav L'Avah U'so L'Avod, and Hashem Elokecha B'chol Avcha B'chol Namshach L'Ishmor As Mitzvos Hashem V'Eshul Kosav Asher Nochi Mitzav Chayom L'Tov Lach. So these elements, which are really all under the koteret of Yirat Shamayim, impact and encompass the entire sphere of human activity. So when you put it in that context, for the Rambam, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking us is really for complete devotion. And it is Latov Lach, in the sense that we spoke about, not just from Rashi's point of view, that, you know, that, you know, the schar is la'asid lava, which we believe, but in the sense of the Ramban, that it really is la'tov asenu, it's to our benefit to lead a focused life in that way, not a fragmented life of discrete spiritual, you know, obligations, but a completely holistic life of spiritual opportunity.